Welcome back to the LifePoint DraftCast. My name is Chad, and I serve with the Send Network in Columbus and also here at LifePoint. We are in a series on the Ten Commandments from Exodus chapter 20 called Guardrails, and the main idea of this series is you don't have to choose between the rules and relationships. This week we are on the fifth commandment, and it's in this commitment that we see a shift in what God is telling his people. The first four commandments have been about how they relate to God, all about our relationship with him and how we should approach him and what that vertical relationship should be like. But the next six commands are all about how we treat others. It's laid out in the way that Jesus summed up in the law, love God and love people. So the first four are about how we love God, and the last six are about how we love people, how we treat those in our horizontal relationships. So the fifth command says this: honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. Now, on initial reading, there are a couple things that might pop in, up into our hearts here, depending on your experience and depending on your life and your background. The first one we see is a reward. There is a reward. This is the only command in the 10 that comes with this kind of promise about length of time in the land. Honor your parents that your days may be long in the land. So the application for us is that if we honor our parents, we will live a long life, right? No, I don't think so. I don't think that's what it's saying, because there's surely been a lot of people who've lived short lives, maybe died premature deaths, who've honored their parents really well. So it's not a promise that if you were a good little boy or girl when you were growing up and obeyed your parents and always brushed your teeth and washed behind your ears that you're going to live a long life. That's not what it means. That can't be what it means. So what does it mean? Well, the people of Israel are coming out of Egypt here, out of slavery, and they've never been a nation before. They've never had to order their own community. They've always been under another authority, namely Pharaoh, for 400 years. But things have changed. They are becoming their own nation, their own people. They're about to possess their own land. And God wants to set this from the outset, that as the family goes, so goes the country. As the family goes, so goes the culture. And you can see this in the latter part of the verse. It says, get the family right, and you will live long in the land that you're headed into. But get the family wrong, and it will all disintegrate. Things will fall apart. So at the heart of the command is you have to get the family right. And in a time of upheaval and rapid change in our culture, this couldn't be a more timelier command for us to apply. If we want to change the world, we should start with our family. So that's the reward. But secondly, there's an objection here. Some of us read this and an objection wells up in us. And what is that objection? Well, it's what if my parents are not worth honoring? Right? So it's a great question, by the way. What if my parents are not worth honoring? What if my relationship with my parents is strained? What if I had parents who struggled with an addiction or mental health issues or behavioral issues that that led to estrangement and conflict and tension? And what do I do with this command? What do I do with this command that tells me to honor my parents when I have parents who aren't worth honoring? Well, it's interesting because the command doesn't give us any qualifiers. It doesn't offer any commentary. In fact, a lot of these commands are like that. Do not murder is simply don't murder. No murder. It's two words. That's the whole command. So it doesn't give us a ton of commentary. It doesn't give us a ton of explanation. Sometimes it just tells us don't do this. Don't do that. And so how do we read between the lines here? Well, I think it takes some wisdom to get a sense for what this really means. I think when it comes to our parents, we need to avoid two extremes. On the one hand, we will be tempted to honor our parents to the degree that we will just baptize everything they do. We can be so focused on honoring them that we believe that they're perfect, they didn't have any mistakes, they weren't flawed, and we could just believe that they had our best interests at heart at all the time, and that they always knew what we should do and we should blindly follow them. All right, that's one extreme that we should avoid. That because our parents are flawed, they're imperfect, they're sinners, they're not going to get it right 100% of the time. And so we can't just honor everything that they do simply because they may not be worth honoring. Our parents may not love Jesus. They may not always have our best interests at heart. They're people, right? They're imperfect. And so we must be honest about our parents. We must think about them honestly. But then we cannot just be honest about them and do whatever we think is best. No, the command says to honor them. So we must, as a counselor friend of mine once said, we must hold intention, honor, and honesty. Yes, we honor our parents. We do what they say, but we also have to be honest about them, that they don't always live as they should. They're human. They're imperfect. And so we can hold in this tension of honor and honesty. I think that gets at the heart of the command. Before I pray, I just want to say thanks again for checking out the DriveCast today. Please come back tomorrow for another episode. Lord, thank you that you have given us parents, that you have set up the family long before you established the church. And so help us get the family right. We have to in these ever-changing, somewhat chaotic times. Help us approach our parents with enough honesty to acknowledge their flaws, but with enough honor to respect them and love them anyway. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, why don't you take a moment and pray and ask the Lord what your next step needs to be regarding your family.